Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Bridge WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Special reports, Britain exits. I'm Elliot Francis. Following Britain's referendum decision to leave the European Union, Prime Minister David Cameron, a supporter of the Stay movement, says he will step down as Prime Minister of the UK.
I held nothing back. I was absolutely clear about my belief that Britain is stronger, safer, and better off inside the European Union. And I made clear the referendum was about this and this alone, not the future of any single politician, including myself.
Cameron says he'll stay on until a new prime minister is chosen in October. Meanwhile, Independence Party leader Nigel Farage, the man behind the Leave movement, says the outcome shows a new day is dawning for the UK.
This will be a victory for real people, a victory for ordinary people, a victory for decent people.
Britain now has up to 2 years to negotiate an exit from the European Union. I'm Elliot Francis. President Obama is reassuring millions of people that they don't need to fear immediate deportation after the Supreme Court split a vote on his immigration initiative Thursday. Correspondent Bob Costantini has more.
Mr. Obama sought to protect from deportation some 4 million persons in the United States illegally with executive orders that critics called beyond his powers.
It is heartbreaking for the millions of immigrants who've raised families here, who hoped for the opportunity to work, pay taxes, serve in our military, and more fully contribute to this country we all love.
But the Supreme Court's 4-4 tie lets stand, probably for the rest of his presidency, a lower court injunction halting the implementation of the plan, while the merits of the case wind their way through federal courts. And most likely, whether that case continues will be decided by who succeeds Mr. Obama. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The Supreme Court also decided that universities may consider race in their admission process. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. As it stands right now, four Baltimore police officers still have charges pending against them in the death of Freddie Gray.
But after yesterday's decision by Judge Barry Williams, legal analysts say the next four officers may not go on trial after all. Analyst Warren Alperstein.
Given that Goodson was the driver of the wagon, he was the most, on paper, the most responsible to secure Freddie Gray and seek medical assistance, I think it causes real problems for the other for the prosecution as it relates to the other remaining officers.
So will those officers go on trial? Legal analyst Warren Brown says,
well, it's up to the state to decide whether to proceed.
In Baltimore, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Former Maryland Attorney General Doug Gansler says the criminal justice system worked just as it should have in the case of Baltimore officer Caesar Goodson. And Gansler says prosecutors made a fundamental mistake.
Anytime a prosecutor lets politics influence their decision, they end up losing, you know, when they stand for election. I mean, that happens all the time.
Gansler spoke on WMAL's Drive at 5. Federal prosecutors are asking that a Department of Homeland Security analyst be barred from the agency's headquarters while he faces charges of bringing a gun to his office. Prosecutors have filed a motion asking a judge to bar 45-year-old Jonathan Winkie from any DHS building. Winkie's been on administrative leave since his arrest a couple of weeks ago, but does remain free on bail. And the flash flood this week that put the Cleveland Park Metro Station underwater for a couple of hours is just a symptom of an ongoing problem, says one D.C. council member who's promising to see that it's fixed. Ward 3's Mary Che says the city intends to address the drainage issues in that neighborhood. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,011, the Nasdaq at 49.10. Sports a night off for both the Nationals and the Orioles. Tonight, the Nets are in Milwaukee. The O's entertain the Rays. WNBA, the Mystics host Phoenix tonight. And John Rahm is atop the leaderboard after the first round of the Quicken Loans National. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 193 Georgetown Pike heading through Great Falls. Still remains closed. Georgetown Pike at Lee Mill Road due to a crash that had taken down a utility pole and wires. Around the region, we're good. Coming in from the west, 66. No problems on the Greenway or the toll road to report. We're going to take you on to 95 and 395 out of Stafford across the 14th Street Bridge. Good. It was overnight road work on the inner loop of the Virginia Beltway Express lanes as you come out of Springfield. They haven't quite wrapped that up. And we're looking good on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. I'm not seeing any delays northbound, leaving Greenbelt, heading past 198-32 and continuing up toward Route 100. Southbound lanes are open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Humidity stays up. Chance of showers and thunderstorms up most likely into the afternoon. Still a few showers. Maybe a thunder shower sneaks in this morning, but mainly dry most of the morning. This afternoon, 81 degrees with the scattered showers and thunder showers through the evening. Then overnight, 67. High pressure in for the weekend. Stunning weekend. Middle 80s. Few clouds around. Otherwise, sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Chantilly, 68 in Olney, 72 degrees in Washington. The UK is leaving the EU, so what does that mean for you? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 5:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk, and you are waking up to a brand new world, Washington. And we're going to give you full coverage on the shocking results of the Brexit vote out of the United Kingdom. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Peter Marici, economist, will talk about how the markets might react to this short-term and long-term. 6:35, we'll check in with Dr. Seb Gorka on the terrorist scare in Germany yesterday. 7:35, Rod Wheeler is going to talk about yesterday's acquittal in Baltimore. This is a very busy morning. 8:05, Shannon Bream of Fox News will talk about the Supreme Court decisions yet to come. And at 8:35, none other than the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, on yesterday's Supreme Court rulings. Both big ones affected his state and our entire nation. I'm Larry O'Connor on a very busy Friday morning. None other than Jesse Jane Duff, 20-year veteran of the United States Marines, joins us this morning in for Brian Wilson. And buckle up, Jesse Jane.
Good morning.
It's
going to
be a
up.
Big ride
it
here.
It is
and I'm
today.
Glad you're my wingman, as it were.
I will do everything I can as Prime Minister to steady the ship over the coming weeks and months. But I do not think it would be right for me to try to be the captain that steers our country to its next destination.
That is Prime Minister David Cameron speaking just about 2 hours ago, I believe, in front of 10 Downing Street, announcing that he will resign his position and he's going to be looking for a new prime minister sometime in the months to come. Joining us right now from the United Kingdom, Charles C.W. Cook of National Review, newly appointed editor of National Review Online. Charles, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, are you shocked by this? It looks like the polls toward the end there were breaking toward the Remain vote, but Brexit won by, what, 3 points, it looks like, in the latest polls.
I am shocked, I have to say. I didn't think, in general, that they would win. There tends to be a status quo bias in politics, especially in England. And as of yesterday, it looked hopeless. It seemed that they were going down. And probably, in my estimation, not by 1 or 2 points, but by five. You probably need to lead by maybe 10 points to win a big referendum like this, or so we thought. But evidently, as with the general election here in 2015, and as to a smaller extent with the midterms in 2014, there seems to be a shy Tory effect. Conservative voters, those who dissent from the status quo, seem for some reason to decline to tell pollsters what they actually think. And once again, they came out to vote but didn't necessarily make their voices heard before that.
Was this really a message back to not just the British government but also to the European Union with regard to this out-of-touch and out-of-reach bureaucracy sitting in Brussels, making decisions for the British people without actually taking into account the feelings and desires and needs of those people? That's certainly how I'm interpreting it. That's what I'm seeing in a lot of the analysis. And I think that that can be carried forward to many other out-of-touch governments around the world, specifically here in D.C.
I think there are a number of things going on. Certainly on the right, you have people like me who are essentially unpersuadable voters because we believe in national sovereignty. We believe in democracy at the national level. And so for somebody like me, I see this as an abstract question. If Britain is to have a parliament, that parliament should make the laws. Nobody else should make the laws. I think Americans tend to agree with that. If, for example, you wouldn't say that it's anti-Peruvian to want Congress to make the laws and not the government of Peru. You wouldn't say it's anti-Australian to want Congress to make the laws and not the government of Australia. And many British people feel like that with the EU. But there's also the fact that even if there is to be some more European integration, and remember, this started off not as a political project, but as a free trade area, which I think was a good idea. And then those in charge slowly tried to move it towards a federal project. I think with many of the people who have resisted that, they are aware that unlike in the United States, where there is far more of a common history, where everybody speaks the same language, at the time of the Constitutional Convention, there were big differences between the states, but they had the same religion broadly, they had the same outlook, they had the same historical experience. Europe doesn't, and Britain is an island. Britain is far more capitalistic than most European countries. It's culturally different. It has a different currency. It has a different language. It has different needs. It has different fishing needs, for example, because it's an island. It has different immigration needs. It has different travel needs. And it's very difficult to accept rule from a city far away without much democratic input when you feel that things are going badly. It's very frustrating for people who vote in a government in their own country. And this is not just limited to the British. You see similar sentiments being expressed now in France, in Germany, in Spain, in Italy. It's very frustrating for people to have to conform to rules that really don't suit them. The French and the British are far more different than, say, the Californians and the Texans, as much as we might have views on California.
This is Jesse Jane Duff. Now, what do you look at? I know you don't have a crystal ball, but what type of leadership do you see stepping in October? What do you think is going to happen? Because I think all of us were a little surprised to see the Prime Minister indicate that he's going to step aside.
Yes, it's going to take a deft hand. The withdrawal process, the renegotiation process is going to be a tricky one because the European Union touched so much of British life. I wasn't surprised to see Cameron go purely because the parliamentary system makes that decision imperative. Mm. He had essentially staked his reputation on it. And once you've done that within a parliamentary system, you can't command the respect you need. You can't really command control of a majority in the House of Commons. He had to go. I didn't quite expect him to go this quickly. What I will say, and I have been disappointed by the way that David Cameron has behaved during this this referendum, but I will say I admired how he did it, and I admired how clear he was that the people have spoken and that the decision that they've made must be implemented. I've heard a lot of Americans asking whether that would actually happen. You know, this isn't, of course, a binding referendum because Parliament is sovereign, technically. But in practice, to ignore it would cause a constitutional crisis. And David Cameron made it very clear that he was not going to be responsible for that. So the next prime minister is going to have to inherit that commitment, and he's going to have to be somebody, or she is going to have to be somebody, who is calm enough and generally liked enough to guide the country through what are going to be difficult times. I think there are really only two or three people who can do it. There's Boris Johnson, who was one of the leaders of the Leave campaign, Michael Gove, who was another one, and maybe Theresa May, who's the current Home Secretary. Other than that, it would probably be too fractious.
Charles Cook of National Review is our guest. And Charles, you have given us some fantastic details about the repercussions there in Great Britain, where you are now. But we've got to ask you about what the message is to American voters and how this might affect American politics and American policy. Can you stay with us for just one more question that we've got to ask you on that? Because we need to take a quick look at our traffic first. As you know, traffic in D.C. is not great, usually, even at 5:15. Thanks. Charles Cook stays with us for one more question. First, it's 5:15, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, and it's true, on the Georgetown Pike, we do have early morning problems, and that's from a crash that happened yesterday. Georgetown Pike 193 still remains closed near Riverbend Road over to Lee Mill Road as they repair pole and wires that had come down. 66, no troubles. The Beltway just about wrapped up with that overnight road work that was in the express lanes off of 95 out of Springfield. Heading through Annandale, Tysons to the Legion Bridge, that looks good. The main lines have been open and no problems. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, quiet. And on the Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center, road work continues. One lane gets by each direction right near the Kennedy Center. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun today with scattered thunderstorms. Most of the thunderstorms coming later this evening, though, late afternoon and evening. High of 81 degrees today. Tonight, some clouds, stray shower, thunderstorm possible overnight, low 67. Here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, some clouds in the morning, give way to sunny skies most of the afternoon, high around 85. And Sunday, a few clouds again, but highs in the mid-80s. So right now, the weekend looking pretty moderate. Right now, 72 degrees. It's 5:16 on WMAL.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
I think it's fair to say that maybe some point down the line, there might be a UK-US trade agreement, but it's not going to happen anytime soon because our focus is in negotiating with a big bloc, the European Union, to get a trade agreement done. And UK is going to be in the back of the queue.
Yeah, the famous words, back of the queue, Barack Obama kind of arrogantly campaigning on behalf of the Remain position there in Great Britain. And that did not go over well with British voters or the British media, did it, Charles Cook? And is this a repudiation to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton? And in a way, sort of a feather that Donald Trump can boast about, saying, yeah, I was on the right side of history over in England.
Well, I think we need to be careful before we draw parallels with the United States. This was not a presidential election, and I don't think that the vast majority of Brits would see this as a rebuke to President Obama or to Hillary Clinton. Indeed, those two characters are more popular than Trump is over here. I do think that it was an extraordinary thing for President Obama to say. Firstly, I don't think he should have commented at all on the question, at least not publicly. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think the other day of the best analogy here, and I was thinking if there were a debate, for example, over Puerto Rican statehood and the British Prime Minister weighed in, I think that would be unseemly. And I think it was unseemly that President Obama expressed an opinion at all. And I think it was especially unseemly that he said to the oldest ally the United States has that they would be at the back of the line. I understand what he was saying, that America is accustomed to dealing with the European Union. But it did sound a little dismissive.
But
the way I would put it is that even though President Obama said that, and even though the United States government's position was anti-leave, the British left anyway. And I think that demonstrates the strength of feeling.
It's hard not to draw parallels to domestic politics here in the United States. I mean, let's face it, an overriding aspect to the Brexit, in favor of the Brexit movement had to do with immigration policy and the refugee policy. And again, this sort of out of touch government in Brussels dictating what Brits have to do. I mean, there's a whole lot of parallels to many of the issues that are being discussed here in our presidential election.
There are certainly some policy parallels, but the question was far more structural in that it's not that the British are now going to turn around and change the status quo. It's the mechanisms by which they do it. So, yes, there will probably be some changes to immigration. That is an important issue. But the most important thing to voters seems to be that it's Parliament that makes the decision. And the fact is, at the moment, the British have almost no control over their immigration policy because they are bound by the European Union to permit people in, anybody in, as many people as they can in, from the EU. And that does two things. Firstly, it means that any commitment to change the immigration process is farcical because only 20% of people come from outside the EU. And secondly, it means that the EU is privileged over everybody else. And I think that there is a sense among many people on the right that that doesn't make any sense. Why should somebody from Romania be at the front of the queue and somebody from Australia be at the back of the queue, or indeed vice versa? So I do agree with you that there is a tendency to thumb the nose at the so-called elites, and that there are some policy overlaps. But I do think we need to be careful here because the question here was far more structural. The British already voted for their government. They did that last year. That government doesn't seem as if it's going to change. Now, having been freed from the EU, it may be able to implement more of its policies with a freer hand.
And do you feel that let me just ask, what is the climate like over there? Is it celebratory? Is it solemn? Is there anxiety? I mean, outsiders looking in, we're watching our markets. We have that anxiety of trying to watch it settle. But, you know, you're there on the ground. What is this? What is the temperament right now? What is the feeling?
Well, I think it depends which side you're on.
Yeah. It was such a close vote. It really is a split nation, isn't it?
Are you seeing protests or seeing celebrations?
Firstly, everyone is a little worried about the markets, myself included. I've been for leaving the European Union for 20 years since I was old enough to know what Parliament was. It didn't make any sense to me. And even I'm a little worried about that, but that was always going to happen. I think everybody is sharing that. It is divided, the country. I'm not going to pretend otherwise. There is, I will say, an asymmetry in how the two sides have dealt with one another. And maybe this is something that will interest you in terms of your comparison with Trump. The Remain side has been incredibly condescending to those who wanted to leave, and the Leavers have tended to be shy.
Uh-huh.
And I've been on the ground, and the Leavers have said to me over and over again, well, on balance, or, you know, I just think, whereas the Remainers are very forthright in their opinions. And you're seeing that again this morning with the way in which the Remainers are reacting. They think that the people who voted to leave are stupid, that they're uneducated. And that doesn't help in a country with the class divisions that Britain has.
Yeah, and Charles, actually, to that end, the last question here, we only have a minute left, but we say the country is split, but it's very much split between the urban centers and the countryside, isn't it? And again, very similar to here in America, where you see the more urban centers just don't understand the Trump vote and where it's coming from. They're shocked by it. No one they know would vote for Trump. And there in England, it's a similar situation, is it not? That the Londoners were overwhelmingly in favor of Remain, but some of these results that came in from the countryside was shocking to many of them.
Yes, and it's breaking down odd lines too. It's all very well for people to talk about the right wing in England, but the people who won it for the Leave campaign were Social Democrats. They're Labour voters in the north, in the Midlands, who tend to vote for not socialism but closer to it, and who are just out of touch with their own party.
Because of trade policies.
Call them Rust Belt Democrats, as an equivalent.
Exactly. Fascinating stuff. And Charles Cook, you couldn't be a better person to start our day with on this issue. Thank you so much for joining us. I suspect you're going to have a very busy day.
I think so. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Charles Cook, National Review. Listen, we've got more coverage of the stunning developments out of the United Kingdom as Brexit wins. David Cameron is gone. To that end, we've got Peter Morici, economist, coming up to talk about the ramifications in your 401k, short-term and long-term, plus plenty more. It's 524 on WMAO.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here to tell you how you can take all the stress out of the decision and get your home sold fast and for the highest price. It's easy, actually. Just call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah have developed exclusive seller programs that are simply not offered by other agents. They have over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy a home in the area right now. Listen to what Debbie and Sarah did with the Kim's house in Chantilly. Before the Kim's home went on the market, Debbie and Sarah pushed their home to the buyers in their database. They created demand before ever going on the market. Then the house goes live and bam, four offers come in after the first day. The Kims thought Debbie and Sarah's buyers in waiting program was a gimmick, but after they sold their home in just one day, they want everyone to know that these buyers and results are the real deal. Sarah and Debbie are also the real deal. They can sell your home too. They already have the buyers and your home might already be sold. Just call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here comes Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here we come on Virginia's 95 good. Out of Stafford, Aquinas, into Triangle. Do see a little bit of volume as you approach Dale City heading toward the Occoquan just at the early hour as we push north through that stretch, but nothing in the way. And then continuing well up through to 395 and the 14th Street Bridge. 644 over to 95, however, we have a crash on the eastbound side. It's safe. You're coming from Franconia Road, 644 before you get to I-95. Reports the crash stopping the travel lanes. Westbound side open. Georgetown Pike had a serious crash yesterday. Brought down utility pole and wires. Repairs continue, and the Georgetown Pike is still closed between Riverbend Road and Lee Mill Road. 270 off to a good start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We do it again today, but it looks like it'll be this afternoon. Maybe not as widespread a rain event, but a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms, 81. I'm not saying the chance of rain this morning, zero. Best chance, though, later. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
72 degrees right now at 526.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop. Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before, so don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to IdentifyEPI.com and take the symptom quiz. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to IdentifyEPI.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C.
And MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all.
we are celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now, with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
Coming up on WMAL, Peter Morici, economist out of University of Maryland, will talk about the ramifications globally with regard to Great Britain leaving the European Union. Plus, we'll give you an update in the sporting world. There's lots to talk about there, too. It's a busy morning. Keep it here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. British Prime Minister David Cameron says he will resign now that voters have chosen to leave the European Union.
The country has just taken part in a giant democratic exercise, perhaps the biggest in our history. Over 33 million people from England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland and Gibraltar have all had their say. We should be proud of the fact that in these islands, we trust the people with these big decisions.
The vote to leave the EU is a major political victory for former London Mayor Boris Johnson. Now, the Bank of England says it is secure against any upheaval from the Brexit vote. The head of the bank says it has, quote, engaged in extensive contingency planning and has stress-tested British banks for far worse scenarios. Now, there's been a lot of criticism of the acquittal of Baltimore police officer Caesar Goodson yesterday in the death of Freddie Gray, but one law enforcer says it was the right verdict.
Former Maryland Attorney General Doug Gansler says the criminal justice system worked as it should have in the case of Officer Goodson.
There's many people that have been, including me, skeptical of bringing these charges in the first place. The notion that these police officers woke up that morning and wanted to commit a crime that day just doesn't make a lot of sense in this particular case.
Gansler tells WMAL, anytime a prosecutor lets politics influence their decision, they wind up losing. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The campaign for governor of North Carolina comes into sharper focus today in a debate pitting incumbent Pat McCrory against the state's attorney general, Roy Cooper. They're on opposite sides of the North Carolina law limiting LGBT rights. And President Obama plans to tout the value of entrepreneurship today at a global summit in California involving some 140 countries. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,011, the NASDAQ at 49.10. Sports, the Nats had the night off. They try to snap their five-game losing streak tonight in Milwaukee. The O's were also idle. They host the Rays tonight. WNBA, the Mystics take on Phoenix at home tonight. And John Rahm has a one-stroke lead out of the first round of the Quicken Loans National. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you listen to the radio, you've probably heard me talking about Zips dry cleaners, about how we charge just one flat rate of $2.29 to dry clean any garment, and even less to launder shirts. Well, the truth is, we've been talking about our low flat rates for 20 years now. But we know some people still need to see it to believe it. After all, how can Zips charge just $2.29 when the competition charges about twice that? Well, you're about to find out. Because throughout the month of June, we're cordially inviting new customers to take the Zips Challenge. Bring in up to 5 garments you'd normally take to your overpriced cleaners. And if you're not completely happy, we'll make it right. Or give you your money back. Zips uses the latest high-quality cleaning technology. We just charge you less. So take the Zips Challenge going on now through the end of June. You've got nothing to lose and a lot of money to save. Zips. Professional cleaning. Unbeatable pricing. For a location near you, visit 321zips.com.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave.
Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS Neurohealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS Neurohealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Currently around the Beltway, good. Off to a nice quiet start. Georgetown Pike still busy from a crash yesterday. Closed. And each direction, 193 Georgetown Pike between Riverbend Road and Lee Mill Road. Accident brought down utility pole and wires. Repairs continue. Also on Edsel Road, that remains closed with water main repairs. Edsel Road between Whiting Street and Van Dorn Street. Getting in through town right now, cross the 14th Street Bridge to the freeway. Good. Not the case over the 11th Street Bridge. We have a broken down, now slowing you, coming off of each direction of DC 295 to get onto the 11th Street Bridge. They're trying to clear that broken down from the left lane. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll take a run with more showers and thunderstorms for the ride home this afternoon. This afternoon, 81 degrees, scattered showers, thunderstorms for the commute home into the evening hours. Tonight will fall to 67, big area of high pressure in for the weekend. Gorgeous weekend, plenty of sunshine near 85 both days. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Leesburg, 66 in Germantown, 72 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
5:37 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. And if you are just waking up, you are going to see the world a little bit different than it was when you went to sleep last night, as Great Britain has voted to leave the European Union, a historic vote. And we will talk about it all morning long. But there's also many other things in the news. 6:35, we'll check in with Dr. Seb Gorka to reflect on yesterday's events in Germany, a terrorist situation, unlike what we've seen recently, but definitely a soft target that we should think about. At 7:35, Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective, on the acquittal of the officer involved in Freddie Gray's death. Shannon Bream of Fox News will join us at 8:05, as well as the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton at 8:35. We'll talk to them about yesterday's Supreme Court decisions. It's a very busy morning. That's why you're here. That's why Jesse Jane Duff is here.
That's why I'm here.
Retired U.S. Marine filling in for Brian Wilson. And it's always good to have you, Jesse.
So exciting.
Across the world, people have been watching the choice that Britain has made. I would reassure those markets and investors that Britain's economy is fundamentally strong. And I would also reassure Brits living in European countries and European citizens living here that there will be no immediate changes in your circumstances. There will be no initial change in the way our people can travel, in the way our goods can move, or the way our services can be sold.
Prime Minister David Cameron, in his speech in front of 10 Downing Street,
early in the morning in Great Britain. And we're joining us right now, Peter Morici, economist, professor of economy over at University of Maryland. And he's trying to reassure markets right now about the Brexit vote, Dr. Morici. But right now, as I look at him, the global markets are down, but the price of gold is up. Explain that to us, please.
Well, simply, there was an exit from the British pound overnight. You know, markets run 24 hours a day. And as the returns came in, it became concerning that the vote could go differently than expected. You saw the pound go down. It's the pound go down. And in a situation like that, gold is a fear asset, and people flee to gold just the way they do to Treasury securities.
Should people be afraid? I mean, why is this such a big deal? The British economy is strong all unto itself, is it not? The pound has been a stalwart currency and has not been tied to the euro. That was one of the conditions with Great Britain's inclusion in the European Union. Why is this such a big deal?
Well, Mr. Cameron is saying very different things today than he said a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and even 2 days ago. He was saying, you know, Brits could lose their pensions. He was saying the world could end if they chose to leave and so forth. And so were his allies, trying to keep people from voting to leave. And he really failed to understand the nature of the leave sentiment. It was much more about immigration and about sovereignty. The EU gets into all manner of things among its members that it really shouldn't. If you really want an economic zone, that, you know, free trade, easy movement of services and investment, letting workers cross borders, you know, so people in New Jersey can work in New York, Luxembourg into Germany, that sort of thing. For example, the Poles are involved in changing their constitution because they don't want their Supreme Court just making laws the way our Supreme Court is inclined to do. Well, they're getting pushback from the EU about that. I think that's up to the Poles, not up to the EU. Britain, several years ago, had a big fight. The EU was trying to force it to integrate the Marines, to have women Marines the same as men Marines. And the Brits have a very different view of the Marines than even we do. Every Marine is self-contained. So the cook is supposed to be able to pick up an M16 and storm the beaches. I mean, the Marines in Britain are almost like special forces. What is the EU doing getting involved in that? And then you've got other aspects of things. When was the last time you saw a German soldier get in harm's way in the Middle East?
Hmm. Yeah, that's a great point.
Well, they
don't.
Germans profit greatly from all this,
but they haven't actually picked up arms and actually put themselves in harm's way the way the British military
exactly.
has.
One of the things that Trump talks about and that have resonated here and might allow him to win an election if he didn't keep putting his foot in his mouth resonate there and throughout Europe. Ordinary working people have concluded that people like me, the elites, that tell them what's good for them, have been fibbing to them. That's what this is about. This was almost like saying having a vote to get rid of the monarchy. What they really were doing was voting to get rid of Oxford.
Yes. Peter, this is Jesse Jane Duff. I'm reading that they were doing a lot of fear-mongering, like you had suggested, and they were talking about the UK will lose its AAA credit rating. The people obviously don't believe all the fear-mongering. What do you think their credit rating is going to look like, and how long will it take for it to be impacted?
I think it depends on so many things that are yet to be sorted. For example, who will emerge as the prime minister? What policies will he adapt? I mean, my feeling is there's nothing fundamentally wrong with the British economy. And let's talk about, say, tariffs. The average tariff in Denmark is 1.1%. 1.1%. So getting rid of tariff-free access to Denmark and the EU, what does it mean? The average tariff across Europe is about 2.5%. So if the Brits have to start paying a 2.5% tariff, heck, a 3% movement in the pound overwhelms that. It actually gives them an advantage. Now, I expect the pound to recover some, but, you know, a lot depends on who is the new prime minister and him or her having a very clear-eyed view of all of the leverage. If Angela Merkel opens her mouth tomorrow or today and says Britons are going to pay a heavy price, I would call her up and say, you know, Angela, you better start raising an army. You better start raising an army. Britain will lift not one finger, put not one soul in harm's way to defend the German people.
It is. These are fascinating times, Peter Morici, and it's great to have you. That is absolutely a great final comment there. And by the way, reflects very much, I'm sorry for continuing to draw the parallels, but it's impossible not to, very much parallels what the thinking is amongst many voters here in America when you hear Donald Trump say, you know, maybe we shouldn't be as robust in NATO when the other country partner nations there are not doing their share. The mood in England seems to be very close to what the mood is here in America. And there are lessons to be learned. Thank you so much for that insight, Peter Morici. We got to leave it there. It's 5:44.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The significantly increased pressure that the U.S.-led coalition and local forces are putting on the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant's fighters is causing the terrorist group's caliphate to unravel and crumble. Iraqi security forces are making greater progress with increased coalition partner capability and capacity. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It's 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jimmy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And I like what I'm seeing on Suitland Parkway already. I'm seeing a backup starting before you get to Branch Avenue, and that is focused at that intersection again with Suitland Parkway and Naylor Road, where we weren't getting enough green yesterday, and crews were there, technicians working on it all morning, thought it was resolved. I'm going to check with them again. DC 295, each direction, the volume to get on the inbound 11th Street Bridge, but the pace getting a little bit better, the broken down cleared out of the travel lanes. Let's go Virginia. A serious incident brought down utility pole and wires. Georgetown Pike 193 remains closed between Riverbend Road and Lee Mill Road. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Humidity stays up. Chance of showers and thunderstorms up most likely into the afternoon. Still a few showers. Maybe a thunder shower sneaks in this morning, but mainly dry most of the morning. This afternoon, 81 degrees with the scattered showers and thunder showers through the evening. Then overnight, 67. High pressure in for the weekend. Stunning weekend. Middle 80s. Few clouds around. Otherwise, sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 degrees traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
A quick look at some important and interesting stories out of the sports world, Jesse Jane Duff. But we are going to continue talking about the Brexit results. In fact, coming up at the beginning of the next hour, it's time for you to chime in what you think the ramifications are with this and what I can tell you about our vote here in November. But first, let's turn to sports. First of all, the Nationals had the day off. But some things happened here. First, I love this. The USA Today has ranked the most depressed sports cities in America. Like, yes. if you live in a town that has, you got to have at least one of the major sports franchises in your town. Based on these rankings, who's the most depressed sports fan, right? And of course, I love this because let me just start. I'll get to DC in a minute, but they talk about the least depressed sports town, the one that actually is the most triumphant sports town, and the fans, you know, really have nothing to whine about, and that's Boston. Thank you.
Right.
Finally.
Right.
Somebody tells it like it is. Because do you have Boston fan friends?
Oh yes, yes.
They're the worst, aren't
they?
Yes,
and definitely very defensive of any accusation on their team.
Oh well, yeah, and we'll get to that in a minute because Ben Affleck chimed in on Deflategate and it's yesterday and it's pretty funny. But But and he personifies the Boston fan. But they're constantly whining. They're constantly complaining. And excuse me, you got the Patriots with the Super Bowl rings.
Yes.
You finally got your Red Sox with a couple of World Series championships.
Yes.
You had your Celtics forever. You had your Boston Bruins for quite some time. Shut up.
They got it.
Shut up about your sports problems. So Boston fans actually are living in great times. Actually, number two is San Francisco with regard to the least depressing sports cities, which brings us to Washington, D.C. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Washington, D.C. And the way they do this is they take the number of teams you have, the number of winning seasons you have had, but then compare that to the how many actual rings you've got. And
we have no jewelry here.
Of the 40 cities in America that qualify for this based on the number of franchises they have, Washington, D.C. finishes number six as the sixth most depressing city to be a sports fan.
I almost thought it would be higher than that.
There are only four championships total. Three of them are from the Redskins, and the last one was, what, early 90s? The one is your Washington Wizards,
goodness.
But it was back when they were the
78.
Washington Bullets.
Most of the listeners weren't born yet.
Right, exactly. And nothing for the Nats, of course, or the Senators before them. Nothing for the Capitals. But this is what makes it depressing. You have a Nationals, great season in the regular season.
And then
season.
Just blow it.
Blow it in the playoffs.
In the first round.
Capitals. You know, last season is perfect.
All the way to the
Capitals
wire.
Capitals had the very best record in the National Hockey League
and
last season.
Lost it.
Lost it in the playoffs.
And then RG3, you know, the high and the low and the hope. And then, the way we're treated, you know, with the ticket prices going up because they had all that faith in RG3.
Well, I'm okay with capitalists making money.
I'm okay with that, too, but not when their team isn't performing. Oh, and the Wizards ticket prices, they're double for me now than what they were probably just about 8 years ago. Out the wazoo.
The reason this story came up at USA Today had to do with the fact that LeBron James just won a championship for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and you would think Cleveland is a pretty depressed sports town, and they are. I mean, they never won anything,
all the way up
right?
to now, yeah.
Well, the reason that it's in the news also has to do, or LeBron James is in the news also, because now that he's won his ring for Cleveland, the long-suffering Cleveland fans, he has decided that he will opt out of the Summer Olympics in Rio.
And I think that's smart.
He's been.
I mean,
hard.
Are highly paid athletes. You can't risk injury.
And he's already got his gold medal.
He's got the one he needs. Major. Yes.
It's 5:50 on WMAL. Here's a champion for you. It's Rush Limbaugh.
During this election cycle, you'll be hearing a lot about Obamacare. Republicans have come up with ideas to repeal and replace Obamacare. You might even hear a mention or two about that. But a story out of my adopted hometown, Sacramento, California, illustrates the state of our health care system and maybe our values. Derek DeAnda witnessed a highway accident, a van involved in a rollover. He came alongside the crash right as it happened. He saw people trapped inside the van, a man with three kids. One of the kids was an infant. Mr. DeAnda did not wait for first responders to arrive. He became the first responder. He broke the van's window and freed the man and the children trapped inside before paramedics arrived. Thankfully, everybody got out alive and in good shape. Mr. DeAnda suffered a small cut but was otherwise unharmed. Now, when the paramedics arrived, they checked Mr. DeAndre's pulse, and they gave him a bottle of water. And that's where the story should stop, other than thanking him for being a stand-up guy. But the story doesn't end there. A few weeks later, Mr. DeAndre opened the mail and discovered a bill for $143, which he can't afford to pay. Paramedics say that the Good Samaritan became a patient when the paramedic checked his pulse and gave him water. So now you know. This is what has become of our society and our values after 8 years of Obama. A bill for rescuing a family?
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
My good friends, if you own land, you know it's a true blessing. A blessing that comes with a great responsibility. And that's something my good friends at Mahindra Tractors understand. So Mahindra wants to help you be the best steward of the land you care for with workhorse tractors built to help you work smarter, not harder. Imagine how much faster you'll finish projects with a Mahindra tractor that can push more, that can pull more, and lift more than the other guys. And every single Mahindra tractor is backed by a 5-year powertrain warranty. Mahindra also wants to help take a load off your budget by giving you zero down, zero payments, zero interest till 2017. So I invite you to learn more about the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra, at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sale of the year at Chamonix is finally here. It's the summer blowout sale. Now, you've heard me rave about the amazing Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes. I use it every day, and I love it. I swear by it, and you should too. And now, for the first time ever, you can get Chamonix's remarkable L'Essence neck treatment to try absolutely risk-free. L'Essence has powerful antioxidants to tighten the sensitive area of your neck, leaving your skin silky smooth. With its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. When you call right now, Chamonix is going to double your order absolutely free. And it gets even better because right now, if you order, you're going to get free express shipping. Call them, please. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Don't wait. This crazy summer sale won't be around forever. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's Friday. We're happy about that. Happy that the Beltway through Annandale and Tysons is looking good. But if you're coming around the Beltway heading to the Wilson Bridge in Alexandria, we do have a crash on the outer loop before you get to the bridge right near Route 1. We watch you had fire and rescue responding there. On 95, a good trip so far in Aquia. Dale City to Woodbridge, the slowest stretch. 66, a little bit of volume in Manassas. Georgetown Pike, you continue to be detoured. It is shut down in each direction between a Riverbend Road and Lee Mill Road as they repair wires that were brought down and utility pole from a crash. 270 South, Urbana and Hyattstown, slowest stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances not zero today. Best chance this afternoon. Maybe a few showers around this morning. Possibly a thunderstorm. Otherwise, very warm once again and humid 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 degrees in the nation's capital at 556.
The SGK Gun Show returns this weekend to the Prince William County Fairgrounds. Whether you're a hunter, shooter, or collector, the Manassas Gun Show by SGK has all your modern shooting and hunting needs. That's the SGK Gun Show this weekend at the Prince William County Fairgrounds in Manassas, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here, and there's no doubt you'd like to get it done as quickly as possible, but you also want to make sure you sell at the highest price. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to work with experts who are known for selling homes faster, but not just faster, they also sell for the highest price? Here's what you do. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is one of the top real estate teams in the D.C. metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Reynolds Team is family-owned. They've been selling homes in the D.C. area for almost 30 years, and they get results. Debbie and Sarah are so confident your home will sell, they'll guarantee it in writing. If your home doesn't sell, they will buy it for a price you agree to. Fact is, now you have a team that sells homes faster and for more money. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Ryan Braun.
He got into Braun's wheelhouse there.
Where has this guy been? Max Scherzer.
16 strikeouts, complete game.
They all look lost when Max visits Milwaukee.
Gotta be the game of his life.
Comeback versus get lost. Hit for the social cycle. Nationals, Brewers. The series starts tonight at 7:30 on Masson 2.
Ain't baseball great?
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one-selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increases libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shoppe, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST to 99000. Again, text B-O-O-S-T to 99000.
In fourth grade, my doctor told my mom that I had wicked ADHD. I thought college would never be a part of my future. My parents found Landmark College. I found that the faculty really don't judge you based on your past failures. They really look at your potential of what you can do, and they help you use those strengths. My name is Rachel, and I have graduated with my bachelor's degree from Landmark College.
For 30 years, Landmark College has been transforming the lives of bright and motivated students who learn differently. Visit landmark.edu to learn more.
Coming up on WMAL, it's your turn to chime in on the Brexit vote. Many people saying it had much to do with immigration policy in the European Union. What are the lessons to be learned here in our national political scene? Plus, Dr. Seb Gorka on a scary day in Germany where a gunman held 50 people hostage in a movie theater. Are our soft targets?
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.